蛮好的。
Try again. God is good. Yeah, very good.
神是好的。Yep.
Some of you have learnt that I have just resigned from my congregation.
但这种人可能知道我已经刚刚离开了我现在的教会。
I finish at the end of January.
会在一月的时候就结束我的侍奉了。
Somebody asked me earlier, what was happening.
有人问我什么事情发生了。
I'm going to be doing consultancy work to help churches around the country.
我是会在国家当中其他教会里面做一些consulting 辅导工作。Thank you.
Advisor.
Advisor. 是。Yeah.
So, thank you for your interest. Somebody asked me earlier, so I thought I'd better explain.
当中有些人在这样问我，我想在这里可以自己跟大家讲一下。
So my congregation would probably like some prayer because I've been there for 34 years as their pastor.
我在那个教会当中已经做他们的牧师做了35年了。
Yeah, so after 41 years of ministry, God's moving me into new things.
也做了牧师41年了，现在是开始我新的事业。
41. I like him because he thinks I'm younger than I am.
我喜欢他，因为他以为我更年轻。
Well, you know, part of our journey is to develop depth in Christ.
在我们信仰的过程当中，其中一个部分就是在信仰当中发展深度。
Most of us a little bit like the butterfly.
我们当中有一些人好像一些蝴蝶一样。
You know what happens with the butterfly? The butterfly starts off first of all in a cocoon.
你们可能知道在蝴蝶当中在发展当中的时候，其中部分是一个在一个蛹里面。
That's when we first starts growing wings.
在当中里面就开始去长出它的翅膀。
But really, before it got to that stage, it was a little, what do you call it, caterpillar.
在那个大过程当中之前是一条毛虫。
And it appears to have a lot of life, the caterpillar.
毛虫看起来像很有生命这样。
And then it goes into the cocoon.
然后变成一个蛹。
Doesn't seem to have any life.
看起来好像没有生命。
And then eventually it pops out and spreads its wings.
然后从里面钻出来，然后伸展它的翅膀。
In some ways, many of us, our faith is a little like that. When we start off, we're like caterpillars.
我们的信仰好像开始的时候好像一样，好像一个毛虫一样。
And although we could avoid going through being a cocoon, often in our journey we sort of go into a shell. We don't keep growing the way that we could.
当我们想要去避过这个好像在蛹里面这个过程，让我们不再藏在那个壳子里面停止增长。
So if you look at the butterfly, they draw it like this, they show a circle going up, over, around, and then and it continues like that. New butterflies being born constantly.
如果我们把那个蝴蝶的那个生命过程画出来的话，还是个圆圈一样，它一不断的循环。
Our journey of faith can sometimes be like that. We start here and we grow.But then we have a turnaround.
我们的信仰过程当中好像也是一样，我们有一段时间是往上生长的，但是可能我们会转回来再下来。
The ideal, of course, is to just keep growing.
在最理想就是我们一直在不断的生长发展。
But we're all sinners.
但是我们都是罪人。
And so sometimes things will get in our way, like family or sport or other things.
但是可能我们有家庭或者运动或者其他事情在我们的生命当中阻碍我们。
A man called Alan Redpath had this quote.
其中有个人叫 Alan Redpath， 他这样讲过。
He said, "The conversion of a soul is a miracle of a moment."
灵魂的悔改是一时的奇迹。
But the maturing of a great saint is a task of a lifetime.
但圣言的成熟是一生的任务。
So I want to ask the question this morning, how much depth does your faith actually have?
我今天想要问大家一个问题，是你的信仰有多深呢？
Now I've been intrigued with being a pastor for so long.
我觉得很荣幸可以做一个牧师做了这么久。
The people that often claim to have the greatest depth are often the people who actually don't realize how weak their faith is.
有人是认为那些人信仰很有深度的人，往往不晓得他们的信仰是有多软弱的。
They have their faith packaged in little boxes of formulas and ideas.
他们的信仰往往是在一个信仰的框架里面。
The problem with boxes is that it stops us growing.
因为这样的框架是妨碍我们的继续的发展。
See, some of the things I first believed when I became a Christian were not actually as good as I might have thought.
在我们的信仰的过程当中，我们觉得往往觉得我们的信仰不是真的好像我们想象的当中那么好的。
I became a Christian in what was called the Jesus Revolution in New Zealand.
我在纽西兰那个 Jesus Revolution 那个运动当中变成信主的。
I understand some Chinese did know one man who was part of that. Do any of you recall a man called Marcus Arden?
你们当中有没有记得这个人叫 Marcus Arden?
Anybody?
有没有记得这个人呢？
Some heads nodding.
我看到有人是点头。
Because people like that really pushed us because they were highly intelligent. He was one of the top IQs in New Zealand, one of the most intelligent people.
他是在纽西兰当中其中一个最聪明的人，最高智商的人，他一直在推动我们。
And he read the Bible once.
他读了圣经一遍。
And memorized most of it.
然后能够记得当中大部分的东西。
Very discouraging for me.
对我来讲是一个很沮丧的事情。
I read one verse many times and still cannot remember it.
我读一段圣经读了很多次还是不能够记得。
But see, faith is not on what you can remember.
但是信仰不是单纯是你记得是什么。
Faith is how much you are like Jesus.
信仰是你有多像主耶稣。
I would like to have a look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. 6 to 7.
我想看一段圣经，就是在哥罗西书第二章六到七节。
And it says these words, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness."
哥罗西书第二章六到七节，你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行，在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领受的教训，感谢他的心也更增长了。
So what is this passage actually really saying?
这段经文究竟是讲是什么东西呢？
It's actually saying that we need to be established in Jesus Christ.
就是说我们要在耶稣里面生根建造。
And it's an interesting passage because at the end of it, it actually says what the outcome will be.
这段经文很有趣的是，在最后他提到是最后的结果是怎样呢？
that will be overflowing with thankfulness.
就是感谢的心也更增长了。
Now, I want to ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
Overflowing with thankfulness.
感谢的心增长了。
How much does that mean?
这样是代表什么呢？
How do you measure it?
怎样去量度它呢？
Well, I think the thing that will keep you young is not the cream you buy in through the TV or on television.
让你保持年轻不是看你在看电视的时候买多少那些润肤的东西。
If you want to continue to look young,
如果你要继续看起来很年轻的话，
be overflowing with thankfulness.
要心感谢的心不断的增长。
You know, people don't notice the wrinkles then.
当时候人家都不会留意你的皱纹。
Because the thing they see and experience is this thankfulness to God.
因为当留意到就是你感谢神的心。
And it makes you look younger.
这样也令人令你看起来比较年轻啊。
I always tease my congregation. I look younger than a lot of them who are younger than me.
我常常是取笑那些我们当中的会众，就是他们虽然比我年轻，但是看起来我是比他年轻的。
I am so thankful for what God did for me. I don't come from a Christian family.
我很感谢神在我身上所做的东西，因为我不是一个基督教的家庭出来的。
I know the difference.
我看到当中的不同分别。
I came to the Lord in 1969.
我来信主在1969年。
And my only really bad part of my journey in my faith,
在我信仰的过程当中，其中一个唯一的缺点就是困难就是。
Was when I was in the second Bible college I studied in.
这是我第二次去圣经学会在学习的时候。
I did most of the Baptist Theological College extramurally. In other words, I pastored and used to travel to Auckland 10 weeks a year.
这是我要到奥克兰十个礼拜去上课。
But I had one full-time year in that college.
但是我有其中有一年是全职的读书。
And I was not thankful.
但是我觉得不因此而感恩。
I was not overflowing.
我不是充满了感谢的心。
I was so badly affected by what was being taught in the college at the time.
我是因为当中在学院里面教我东西受我很大负面的影响。
That I moved a motion at our Baptist Assembly.
然后影响我在侍奉的心情。
Which effectively closed our college in the end.
最后令到那个学院也因此而关闭了。
So we now have Kerry College, which is alive and evangelical.
现在有那个Kerry College, 是它是很有生命力的。
Not dead and liberal.
没有因此没有不像以前一样没有生命力。
That was my worst period at Bible College.
那个是在我圣经学院里面最低落的时间。
You think it would be the opposite?
你可能想象没有想象到以为是相反的。
But the rest of my journey in many, many years.
但是我继续以后很多很多年的旅程当中。
In spite of difficulties,
虽然遇到很多的不同的困难
and some awful stuff that I've gone through at times,
也是遇到很多奇奇怪怪的问题
I can honestly say I'm overflowing with thankfulness because of what Jesus Christ did for me.
我仍然可以说我是充满感谢的，因为神对我身上所做的。
See, Paul said very clearly, whether in joy or in sadness and difficulties.I still rejoice.
保罗这样说，无论是我遇到什么困难，遇到什么情况，我还是能够欢喜快乐。
So this is a part of developing depth in faith to learn to stand above what we live in.
在我们怎样去增加我们信仰的深度，其中的部分就是让我们去站在不同境况当中站起来。
I will tell you as a pastor a little secret.
我作为一个牧师，我可以告诉分享一个很一个秘密。
We pastors, we watch you.
我作为牧师的话，我会看着你们。
When we see people coming to church,
当我们看到人来到这样的来到教会的时候。
We know that's not overflowing with thankfulness.
我们知道你不是充满了感谢的心。
When we turn up here, it shouldn't be just a serious moment.
我们来到当中不是只是经过一个一段的情绪。
We should even be more thankful when we're together.
我们当中在一起去敬拜的时候，我们更加应该去感谢。
So when we sing, the song should come from our heart and should flow toward God.
当我们唱歌唱诗的时候，我们应该是从心里面唱出来，然后去向神去流出去。
The power of His love should be so great with our thankfulness that people that don't know Him will come in here and say, "I want what they've got."
当其他不认识主耶稣的人来到当中的时候，他们会感谢到我们的然后想要得到我们得到的东西。
Because the truth of the matter is, a deeper connection with Jesus is dependent on the way you think and what you say.
在主耶稣最深的与主耶稣最深的关系是取决于你的思想和你讲话的方式。
Some of the things that will affect us negatively will destroy that overflowing thankfulness.
我们在生活当中遇到一些不理想的东西，会影响到我们对神的感谢。
Let's have a look at some of those things.
让我们看一下当中其中的一些部分的东西。
Unbelief.
不信任
，fear，
恐惧
，negativity，
消极的情绪
，about your life，
因为你的生活
，your spouse，
你的配偶
，your family，
你的家庭
，the church，
你的教会
，or others，
或者其他人和事
，will stop depth in faith。
会影响我们在信仰当中的进展和深度。
You know, no reason should stop us from being overflowing with thankfulness.
没有理由可以影响我们去充满感谢。
I really appreciated the worship team this morning.
我真的很感谢今天早上的赞美小组。
What you sang this morning, a song that my congregation laugh at when I sing.
其中一首诗歌，当我唱的时候，我的教会会取笑我。
God is an awesome God.
God is an awesome God.
You know, and when we sing, we should think about the words and sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.Amen. That's what my congregation do. They laugh and clap.
当我这样唱歌的时候，然后我的会友就会取笑我，而且他们拍手。
Partly because I also play tambourine while I'm doing it.
因为其中一部分，因为在我这样唱诗的时候，我们都有那个摇鼓。
Now that's a very old song. We don't sing it in our congregation nowadays because.It only happens if I get inspired moment.
这首也是一首很旧的诗歌，所以我们不会常常在唱，只有我突然有那个感动的时候才会唱出来。
And I can't remember the words of most songs.
我很多诗歌都不能够记得它的歌词了。
But that song strikes a chord in my heart.
但是这首诗歌就是感动我的心。
Because our God.He is an awesome God, is he not?
因为我的主是一个很好的主，是不是？
Amen?
Amen.
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 I get some enthusiasm happening here this morning. All right.
我感受到当中的那个感动了。
You see, real faith.
然后那个真实的信念
is not afraid to dream.
不会做怕去做梦。
Real faith is ready to take risks.
真的信仰是准备去冒险。
Real faith believes in the Spirit's power within us.
真实的信仰是会相信圣灵在我们当中的力量。
And it is not afraid to go against society's logic.
而且真实的信仰也不会怕去违背社会的逻辑。
We know our God is the one who cares.
我们知道神是那个关心的人。
We know our God is the one who leads.
我们也知道神是那个领导的人。
We don't care if we really trust God what anybody else might think.
我们不用去管其他人怎样去想。
So I will express my faith at work.
所以我会在我们工作当中去表现我的信仰。
I will express my faith at home.
我会在我们家庭当中表现我的信仰。
I will want the best for everybody around me.
我想要在我朋友当中去得到每个人的最好的部分。
Because if we take John the Baptist's words,
如果我们听那个施洗约翰的话
，which says, "I will decrease that he might increase."
他说我会下降，让他可以升高。
I know that's the best place to live.
因为我知道这个是最好的地方。
Let me show you what I mean.
让我去表示我的意思是什么。
This is a graph.
这个是一个图像。
On one side, we're looking at spiritual growth.
这一边是一个熟人的成长。
And on the cross line, whoops, too much pushing. we look at the journey of our faith.
另外一边是那个信仰的过程。
Now, if we look at the orange part, we will see that it's talking about self.
在黄色的那部分是讲到自我的部分。
And the royal color, which I love, is talking about Jesus.
在另外一个紫色是我喜欢的颜色，是讲到耶稣。
So I can have a long faith that goes along over a long period of time.
我们的信仰过程可能会是一个很漫长的路程。
But if I stay at this level here,
但是我们还是停留在那个开始的部分。
Only that much of Jesus will show.
只有很小很小的部分的耶稣会显露出来。
But if I grow in the faith,
但是我们在属灵方面是成长的话，
you see, we end up with the whole thing that Jesus becomes more important and I become only small amount important.
然后我们可以看到耶稣的重要性会高过我们自我的重要。
Now, I really believe that actually is a choice that we actually have to make.
我真的是相信这个是我们每个人都要做的决定。
And if we're going to be people who are always going to be overflowing with thankfulness, it's going to make a difference.
如果我们想要做一个充满感谢的人的话，我们就要做会做一个不同的人。
So one of the things I think is really helpful for us in terms of our discipleship is to understand how that might happen.
如果我们在我们的那做门徒过程当中，我们要了解一下这个事情是怎样发生的。
So I want to look at Christians with debts in their lives.
我们想要看一下在一些有深度的基督徒他的一生是怎样。
They will always have someone in their life that affirms, instructs, corrects, and holds them accountable.
他们的一生当中总会有一些人去确认他们，指示他们，纠正他们，让他们令他们自己去对自己负责。
In the Western world, the Western world's made a mistake and influenced a lot of other cultures.
在西方的教育社会里面做一个错误的做法，就是让那个文化影响我们很深。
We have a new Christians course.
我们有一个新的基督徒的一个课程。
Where we're held quite accountable to our faith.
我们对我们的信仰是充满了责任。
But for some reason, as we grow older in faith, we become less accountable.
但是我们当我们在信仰一变成即将成长的时候，我们变成是好像我们失去了那个责任心。
So we can have things like a marriage relationship in the church, which is not in health, good health.
我们在教会当中的生活，可能有时候好像一个婚姻的生活一样，可能继续下去，但是没有一个健康的成长。
And everybody's concerned about it.
每一个人都好像很关心，很担心。
But nobody is allowed to confront it.
但是没有人可以去面对它。
And yet the Bible is very clear we should be holding each other accountable.
但是圣经很清楚是表明我们要彼此看顾。
The scripture, of course, is the basis for that.
当然圣经这经文是它的基础。
2 Timothy 3:16, we all know.
提摩太后书2:16，我们都很清楚。
All scripture is inspired by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
And is profitable for teaching.
去教训。
Correction.
督责。
And you can finish the rest off because all of it talks about the fact that we need to be open to change with the help of others.
最后的你可以继续，但是他讲到的是我们要帮助彼此，帮助大家去指导大家。
So people who are not developing in their faith,
如果当中没有去发展我们的信仰的话，
are what we call shallow Christians.
这是我们所提到的是一些肤浅的基督徒。
So when we look at shallow Christians,
我们看一些肤浅的基督徒的话，
shallow Christians will often feel they know better than others.
他们常常觉得他们认识比其他人多。
And are unwilling to let those who could really help them,
也不愿意让其他真正可以帮助他们的人，
and keep them accountable in their life.
让他们去为自己的生活而负责。
Now, if you're not letting somebody speak into your life who's a fellow Christian,
如果你不让我们的弟兄姐妹直接跟我们讲话，
I want to suggest that you've really stopped growing effectively.
我是看出你可能在成长上面不能够有效的成长。
Because we're all blinded to our weak spots, and only those outside us can see them clearly.
因为有可能我们就是没有办法看出我们的弱点，只有其他人可以看得到。
So, I want to look at the proof of growth.
接下来我想看一下一些成长的证明。
How do you identify this?
我们怎样可以看得到呢？
The scripture identifies as fruitfulness.
在圣经经文里面是讲到是有富有成果的。
Unfortunately, some sections of the Christian church think it's one spiritual gift.
有一些教会是想以为是只有一种的属灵的恩气。
But the difficulty with that is it's not what the scripture says.And it's also the difficulty is that Satan can duplicate the gifts, but he cannot duplicate the fruit.
但是圣经不是这样讲，而且有时候一些我们可能有一些成果是我们没有办法去发展的。
There's a group in New Zealand that call themselves Christian spiritualists. They're not Christians.
在纽西兰，他有一群人叫自己做 Christian spirit
spiritualist
Christian spirit 但是他们不是基督徒。
And they have tongues.
他们讲方言。
Words of knowledge.
很有讲话，很有智慧。
Prophecy.
会讲预言。
Healing.
能够治病。
All sorts of gifts.
很多不同的恩赐。
But they're not sourced in God.
但是这些恩赐不是从神而来的。
They're sourced in Satan.
它是从魔鬼而来的。
What they don't have.
他们没有的
is the fruit of the Spirit.
就是圣灵的果子。
And there's not just one fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is a group of things. So you can't say, oh, I'm a loving person, so I have the fruit.
圣灵的果子不是只有单单一个，是一组的人。我不可以说我只有我是一个很蛮有爱心的人，就只有一个果子。
So love.Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22 makes it clear that that is the evidence of the Spirit of God in our lives.
在加拉太书五章二十二节是说圣灵果子有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善。良善信实温柔节制，这些就是神在我们身上的证明。
Patrick got a better translation than what I had.
我有不同的翻译。
So what that does, that increases our effectiveness in ministry when we have that fruit.
当我们有这样的果子的话，会提高我们做为神做工的果效。
So sorry, I forgot to push the button before. So it increases our effectiveness in ministry, and that means that people's lives will be changed.
因为我们提供我们做工的果效，所以影响其他的人。
Partly because we're overflowing.
其中一部分因为我们蛮有感谢。
With thankfulness.
充满了感谢。
So I've got two slides to finish.
我还有两张投影片。
So we need to go for depth.
我们要寻求那个深度的增长。
Stop settling for just an ordinary life, a mediocre life as it's called in the English language.
要停止一些安逸的生活。
We need to be living a life of the Spirit.
我们要过一个属灵的生活。
We need to be people who are going to make a difference.
我们要做一个做一个不同的人。
You know, make Jesus your role model.
让耶稣成为我们的榜样。
A while ago, people used to wear, or I think some people still do, wear bands on their wrists. Says, what would Jesus do?
我看到有些人相信现在还是戴一个手环在手上，说如果是耶稣的话，他会怎样做
？It would be good if it moved from our wrist to our heart and our head.
最好是我们从这些器具从我们手上转到我们心里面，还有我们脑当中。
Becomes automatic.
变成一个我们自动的反应。
Because we're so much like Jesus.
因为如果我们是这么像耶稣的话
，that we believe him.
我们相信他的。
And when he said we will do greater things, we believe that.
我们会做大成就大事的时候，我们也相信。
Amen.
Amen.
And then I think one of the things we need to do is pray for the faith to overcome fear.
另外我们要做的是祷告，用祷告的得到信心来克服恐惧。
And that means we're not afraid to express our faith wherever we are.
就是代表我们无论在任何地方，我们都不会惧怕去表现我们的信仰。
You know the worst thing a person can do to you in New Zealand?
在纽西兰最糟人家对你的待遇是怎样呢
？They say they don't want to hear it.
就是说我不想去听。
But even if they say that, you can still show it.
就算他们这样讲的话，你也可以表示给他们看。
Your faith should be living so much in your life that people can't help but hear it.
你的信仰应该是从你们生活当中来表现出来，就算他们不想听，也看得到。
Some of the people who protested most about my faith when I was working in the railways with one of our brothers, he works in Kiwi Rail here, I found out this morning.
我在今天早上知道我们其中有个兄弟是在那个 Kiwi Rail 做事的。
Some of the strongest opponents at work.
其中在工作当中有一些很有力反对的人。
Who verbally rubbish me.
他语言当中是冲撞我。
Are in the faith today.
他们现在就是已经信主了。
Because when I left.
因为当我离开的时候。
And I worked somewhere else other than the railways.
我不再在Kiwi Rail 在工作了。
One of them said it like this to me.
其中一个这样对我讲。
He said, we were missing something that you had.
当你离开的话，失去你有的一些东西。
So he decided to become a follower himself.
最后他决定他也是信主了。
And all his workmates told me.
然后其他的同事也这样对我讲。
Did you know this man became a Christian?
你晓不晓得这个人变成基督徒了？
I said, no way.
我说不可能了。
My faith was not very good.
我的信仰不是这么强。
But he had.
但是有啊，你有这样改变他。
And the faith that went through me went through him and impacted others.
我的信仰影响了他，也从此影响了其他人。
So God wants us to overcome our fear of expressing our faith.
神想要我们去克服我们的恐惧，让我们可以去表现我们的信仰。
You know, one of the hardest places to express your faith in some places is at church.
在教会当中，实际上是其中一个最难去表现我们信仰的地方。
Because you know, old Mr. or Mrs. Biddy Body is going to go, I see them doing that.
因为可能有些人在教会很久，就说哦，我看到他这样做。
If you know Mr. and Mrs. Biddy Body.
如果你看到这些你熟悉的兄弟姐妹
，Go and pray for them。
为他们祷告。
They will either change。
他们不然会改变。
Or be afraid of saying I know。
他们不会再这样讲了。
Because you'll go and pray for them again。
因为会继续为他们祷告。
We have to have people of faith。Who are going to be free to live the faith in the church and in the world?
我们一定有一些有信仰的人去不会再恐惧在教会里面，在他们生活当中把信仰活出来。
So I ask the question, what are your growth goals in your faith this year?
我在当中想问大家一个问题，就是你今年你在属灵的增长的目标是什么？
Because they need to be both visible.
因为这样的目标需要可以看见的。
And measurable.
而且是可以量度的。
Now I want you to pick up this morning.
我想要大家去今天去了解一个事情。
And I think you know I really felt this morning that God was saying to me there's some people here.Who will want to make a further step to a deeper level of faith?
因为我感受到我想当中的弟兄姐妹当中有一些人是想要在他的信仰的深度当中去更加走出多一步。
So I bought my oil.
所以我带了我的油过来。
And I want to invite you to say.I'm going to stand up in the midst of this community.
我会邀请大家去站起来。
And I'm going to make that profession of wanting to have a deeper faith.
去表示我想在信仰当中有更深度的信仰。
I'm not totally satisfied with where things are right at now.
我对现在的情况不是很满意。
So,
Can I ask the worship team? I'm doing something very different here, okay? Live with me just once.
我会做一些很,
Can I ask the worship team
不平常的东西,
to come and join me? No worries. If one of the worship team wants to come down the front, you're welcome to not come and help me. We're going to sing our God is an awesome God and together.
我们会一起唱那个 God is an awesome God.
You can use the microphones if you want to.
This in the mic here.
Let's all stand.
让我们一起站起来.
We're going to do it a cappella, all right? Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Okay, we're going to come back to it in a moment. So what we're singing is, we're going to sing this probably three times. And we'd like you, well, I would like you to say, okay, if you want to take a deeper step with God and you want to make that profession of faith in front of God and in front of His people here today, while we're singing, you come down here. I would like to pray for you. I'd like to pray God do something special.
如果你想在信仰当中再走前一步，再有深度的成长的话， 邀请大家去走到前面， 我会为你祷告。
Hasn't Patrick done a wonderful job?
No.
Just give him a hand.
Thank you.
I've worked with translators a lot and he's doing very well.
Oh, thank you.
So, let's sing the song together and you come and receive if you would like to. I believe God has been putting His finger on people even before we came today.
如果你愿意的话，我们在唱上诗的时候，你可以走到前面。我想神会在你们心中动工。
Thought I'd better help them put the words up. That was my fault, wasn't it?
我会把那个歌词,
Right, let's sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. You come. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God, you're an awesome God. We'll speed up. Our God, you're an awesome God. You reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God, you're the awesome God. Our God, you're the awesome God. You reign from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God, you're the awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is the awesome God. Our God, you're the awesome God. Our God, you're the awesome God. Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Yeah. Let's pray together first.
让我们一起祷告。
And then I want to pray, and one or two leaders might like to help me pray for these folk. That would be good. Thank you, Father.
感谢主,
that you have been working in our hearts.
你在我们心中动工,
and we want to ask you to empower each one of these people.
我想要你赐力量给当中的每一位,
that have had the courage to come here this
morning. 他们有那个勇气去站出，在动员当中站出来。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I really pray that you'll bring your blessing upon Father God.